This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver Public Schools community is rallying in support of recently fired Principal Kurt Dennis today. The group is protesting against the district's decision to dismiss him for sharing confidential information. Dennis's attorney claims he was fired for publicly voicing concerns about school safety after the shooting at East High School. The rally will be held at Dennis's former school, McCulloch International School, around 5 p.m. COVID-19 hospitalizations hit a new low for the pandemic last week. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
59 people are now hospitalized with the coronavirus. That's the lowest level since the state started tracking the trend in March of 2020. The number has been gradually falling since it hit a peak of 440 in November. Most Colorado utilities that have been tracking COVID-19 in wastewater are not reporting new information due to insufficient data. The state said last week, an instrument at the state lab needs to be repaired, and the agency is working to resolve the problem. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Denver police officer has lost his leg after he was run over by a fire truck during a parade celebrating the Denver Nuggets NBA championship. A website set up to support Officer Justin Dodge said he recently underwent an amputation. Dodge was trying to keep fans away from a fire truck carrying Nuggets players at the parade in mid-June when he was pulled under the truck. The heat wave will continue this week across Colorado, and Denver highs will be in the low 90s through Thursday, and Grand Junction highs will be around 100 degrees this week, but by Monday, highs could hit 106. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.